G'day, Kennedy Molloy podcasters. It's Dangerous Dave here. Before Kennedy Molloy returns after the Easter break, we thought now would be a good opportunity to take stock and see what we've learned about Mick and Jane so far this year. From Mick's various ambitions to a dark secret from Jane's time in high school, we've discovered a lot about these two. So let's go back to the start of the year when we learned how Jane deals with gift giving.
I just want to say a shout out to all the parents this week who've got through the first week of school.
Have you made it?
I'm hanging by a thread.
I can't help. I overhear some of your phone calls.
Oh, really?
And when they come in, it's close to showtime. There's an air of panic in your voice. I packed it. Go and have a look at it. It's where I told you it would be.
This is another one that has been said back to me that I say a lot. Don't forget the present. It took me so long to get it, and I busted my ass to get that present today. Don't forget it. I can't begin to tell you how many times.
I've come home,
and the present sitting on the kitchen bench. People can understand that.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Incoming message on my phone from your household.
What do you mean?
Apparently, that present that you busted your ass getting is a $50 gift voucher. Buy it at 7-Eleven.
Oh, no, but I still had to go and get it. I had to go and get it and a card.
Oh, you must be traumatised.
Oh, shut
up. How did you squeeze that in?
No, I'm not copying that.
The $50 worth.
I had to get four vouchers. I had to get a lot.
Was it some rare?
No, it was rare, and it wasn't at 7-Eleven. You can all get stuff. Shut up.
This is the best of Kennedy Molloy.
The raids at racehorse trainer Darren Weir's property made headlines around the country, and we learnt that this show may be pretty close to the scandal.
Wow, so...
Big news in the country regarding Darren Weir.
Darren Weir.
A horse trainer.
He's a good horse trainer. He's a Melbourne Cup winning horse trainer.
Yes.
In fact, he trained the winner at 100-1 that had Michelle Payne on it. The raids allegedly... Okay. As according to The Australian, I remember reporting, they uncovered four electric shock devices known as jiggers, an unlicensed firearm, and cocaine.
Well, that sounds suspiciously like your place on a Friday night, Mick. So
how dare you?
I don't know what the big deal is.
I will sue you.
You should be close to all this. Aren't you in a movie with Darren? Did you play Darren Weir?
Well, you should have. I'm playing a shonky trainer.
There you go.
I'm playing a shonky trainer. No, I'm not playing Darren Weir. And I can't say about it, but I'll probably get called.
What do you mean?
I'll get called.
Then you get called.
If there's an inquiry.
As a witness?
Yeah, because...
Why?
No one knows racing like me.
All the study I put in... Seriously.
To play the
role... I think I'm a little bit closer to this than you are.
How could you be closer?
I have links with, you know...
Did he train a horse of yours?
No, he didn't, but someone close to him who might have ridden a Melbourne Cup winner.
Michelle Payne.
Yes. She's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, well... You do.
She's got nothing to do with it.
We've worked our way to the kingpin.
What are you talking about?
You
me?
Are the
I'm
Judy Moran of racing. You are. Mama.
How dare you?
You are Mama
take
Soprano.
That back right
Mama
now.
Soprano.
No.
That's who you are.
You take that
no,
back right now.
You are. Who's the.
I know. Who's one of the girls? What's her name? Mother. Chappelle Corbett. What's her name?
Oh, it's either that
don't
or.
Don't you say that!
Rosalie Rose. Rosalie Have you got any Rosalie Rose for us?
Where's my camera? This must be done. Where's my camera? Where's my camera, Wyle? I need it. Oh, yeah? If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure Mercedes divorces you.
Jeez.
This is the best of Kennedy Molloy. Please remember the best is a relative term.
When Mick discovered what Jane does with her free time outside of the show, he wasn't very happy.
Hello to you, Hello. Jane Kennedy. Well, you're wearing pink today. You look wonderful.
Yeah. It's not my normal colour. I wear black all the time.
No, you're just wonderful. It's like a little splash of colour in the studio. Where have you been?
I've been at a ladies' lunch, so I thought I would dress like a lady.
What's a ladies' lunch? Mm.
It's where you get 400 hot chicks together, and it's a charity, and you go and you...
What?! Are you kidding me?
Just calm down.
What is wrong with you?
What?
Why would you not mention that to me? Hi, Mick. I'm going to lunch with 400 hot chicks. Would you like to come?
What, I take you as the only bloke at the lunch I've been at?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You'd cause a scene.
I reckon I'm almost a chance.
I'll tell you what. I would be very nervous to have
you
at the table.
Why would you not do that?
Because I just didn't think of it. I've never seen so many, but they're about, I went this for the Mirabelle Foundation, which is a wonderful cause.
Yeah, I like charity too, but
yeah.
What about the girls?
So I walk in the room. Oh, my God. I think, you know, if I was a lesbian, That's
a new segment we're doing later.
I like that down.
Actually, I like that idea.
1, 2, 3, 4, 3.
If I was a lesbian, so many hot chicks, like, they're all dressed up to the nines. Anyway, you know what the worst part was? Guess what the most awful part of me going to a women's charity lunch is? I have to come in here and work. They're all still there at the bar, aren't they? Sipping champagne.
Could we go back there straight after this?
That'd still be there.
Actually, this would be the perfect timing for me. I swoop.
I might not tell you where it is.
It'd be like getting to Flemington after race 5.
I think you're right.
Whooshka, in I go. Hello, girls, dinner's on.
I just texted my girlfriend, Jo, and I said, how's it going? Expecting her to be home, getting dinner ready. Yeah. She goes, still here. I expect no less.
It's really simple. What about me? What about my needs? Just once.
You feel a bit antsy
just
about this.
Chop out,
I try and help you.
You wingman.
But you have to behave yourself.
You'll be the greatest wingman.
I am a, I'm a good wingman. I do try.
You have not thrown anything.
No, come now. Come now. I was on the hunt for you.
Oh.
One chick I thought was going to be awesome. Yeah. And I thought, I must keep her in mind. And then somebody moved and she was about 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
That's not a deal breaker. I'm listening. This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
And a few mediocre bits that managed to scrape through. Will Anderson revealed the nickname he tried to get going at school, which led us to find out about the nicknames Mick and Jane copped when they were kids.
Last time we caught up with Will Anderson, he told us about his schoolboy attempts to give himself a nickname.
Every day I would save my lunch money and I would buy a dozen of these donuts.
To give to the kids?
No!
No!
Then I would hang out enigmatically in the playground at lunchtime.
Wolfing donuts.
Eating donuts. No, not wolfing them though. Kind of like gnawing on, like I was smoking
a cigarette.
Yes, donuts.
The other kids would be like, who's that enigmatic young man always eating donuts? We should call him Donut.
Donuts. Please welcome back to the show, Will Donuts Anderson.
It's a good nickname.
I mean, it has been catching on. I have noticed amongst the people who listen to your show, and I've been doing my own private survey on how many people listen to your show, and it turns out quite a lot, because I'm getting a lot of donuts out there in public.
Donuts.
And from people who are, I would say, not to, you know, be a prejudiced person, but people I would describe as well within the Triple M demographic.
Have you had one at a live show yet? That'll be the moment.
I haven't, but I feel I've had twice
and
now.
I'm encouraging that.
I've had twice on construction sites. And I feel like I've become, because a man can't wolf whistle on a construction site anymore. It's politically incorrect in this day and age. So I feel like they've replaced that with yelling donuts as me as I hobble by.
Cool.
Well, it'll be an ironic nickname in regards to you, because you're like greyhound thin, whippet thin and fit, whereas donuts is a nickname you would associate with someone
more. Well, you know what, my nickname.
My portly figure.
My nickname was Fat Ken.
Fat Ken?
Oh, hang on a second.
What? Oh, didn't I tell you?
Why am I only hearing this now?
I forgot to tell you.
I can't believe that I brought stories today.
Fat Ken? Okay, where do you want to start?
Okay. No, my best friend Pia, growing up at school, her sister Annabelle Gazy, used to say, g'day Fat Ken, what's going on?
Why Fat Ken?
Well, possibly because they're a bunch of very thin Italian girls, and I was in white, kind of possibly a little chubby at the time. And they didn't like all the Italian food their parents were serving, and I would wolf it.
Right.
Instead of giving it to the dog, they would give it to me.
Instead of giving it to the dog.
And why Ken?
So, Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yeah. I thought I was suggesting you added a masculine.
No.
Like a Ken doll. Like a Ken doll that had let itself go.
But you had a mound
where your genitals should be.
There you go. Nothing of the sort. But that's why I probably have issues today.
Do you mind if I call you Fat Ken?
Yes, I do, and no one's ever to call me that. This is the
best of Kennedy Malloy. Fat Ken.
I've told you that you
said I could use it for the rest of the show and then I have to put it away.
My girlfriend Pia's texting me and she's just going, oh my God, Fat Ken's finally emerged.
What was your nickname, Dave?
I had Willow as a kid.
Why?
Yeah, well, Williams is my surname. So.
Willow. Oh, I thought it might have to do with cricket or something.
No.
What was yours, Mick?
Mary, but I don't want to go into it. I really don't.
Mary.
You have to, Mary.
Appropriate.
Mary and Fat Ken, driving
you
home.
Is that because you're one of the musicals you did? You love being in musicals.
Well, there was a bit of that. But I'll just tell you this once, and I don't want this to ever come up again on the show.
Okay, sure.
No, well, I was playing football once, and I was under 12s, and it was a really, like, a terrible, terrible day. Like, and there were... It's like
weather conditions, hailstones
the side of golf balls coming down. It was just like one big mud pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were playing away, and when I came off at the end of the game, my shorts were pristine white. in that I hadn't rolled around. No.
Mary the Virgin.
Right, so I've gone, good on you, Mary. Mary Malloy. And then the coach grabbed me and threw me into the mud and rolled me round.
You know what I love? See,
and then you wonder why I'm scarred.
Boys are funny. That's funny to call you Mary. Isn't that funny?
Good on you, Mary.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
While talking condoms, we learn about Jane's alter ego, Gypsy Jane.
This is a survey made by a company who makes dingers.
Yes, Skyn, S-K-Y-N. They do make,
Frangers.
Well, I like to call Frangers. Them
Frangers.
Condoms.
Oh, come on.
Mm. Yes, they're a form rubber. Of contraception. Yeah.
Do you still carry one around your wallet, Dave?
Love glove.
When you were,
My early
when
days.
You were always when you were young, yeah. It used to be credit card, $20 note, dinger.
Yeah,
just thinking. In case.
That's it.
Oh
just
my
in
God.
Case, you never knew.
Well, I'm glad. That's very responsible.
I had a wallet that had like an imprint.
Oh, of that.
Because it had been this so long. Unused.
Oh.
Guys, I'm very impressed
you can't
to hear
be,
that.
You can't be overprepared, Jane.
I agree. Don't worry.
I sometimes pop one on before I go out. Just in case.
Do you?
I'm ready to go.
You can't drink a lot of beer then. That's got to be awkward.
So what is this? This is a company called who?
A company called Skyn. Yeah. And they have put out this new survey. And what they've done is they've gone and done a survey of a whole bunch of people and asked them their horoscope. And they've ascertained with a lot of questions that they ask people what they're best at in sex and what sort of thumbprint. Yes.
It's a horoscope.
Do you want me to read out
the
horoscope?
Well, read out.
I think I might need Gypsy Jane music, though.
Oi. All right, here
That's
we go.
It.
Are you going to do it as Gypsy Jane?
A hybrid of Gypsy Jane.
Okay.
Capricorn. Most confident in bed. Pisces. 30% have had open relationships. Aquarius.
I know a couple of them.
Use lube 51% of the time.
It's pretty specific information for a horoscope, isn't it? 51%?
Hold on. Leo, most likely to sext. Aries, last longest during sex.
Rules Dave out.
Scorpio.
Dave's not an Aries.
Wait for Scorpio.
Oops.
More likely to use restraints.
Whoa.
That's Kim, our producer.
Oh, really?
Virgo. Underreport number of sexual partners. Libra masturbates the most. Cancer has the most sex.
Hello.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Hang on, of course. Gemini.
Oh, that's me.
Overreport number of sexual partners.
Yeah, at one, I reckon that would be.
Sagittarius, most likely to use condoms. Hence the whole survey. Taurus, 28% fake orgasms.
So you're a Taurus?
How dare you?
What are you, just out of interest?
I'm Gemini.
What was Gemini again?
Overreport number of sexual partners. And you, a Cancer, has the most sex. Oh, that can't be correct.
Sadly, there's no one else involved. It's just me most of the time.
Anyway, you can find out more about this.
Very good, and it's a wide-ranging.
It is a wide-ranging. Apparently, do you want to, like, buy hair colour? If you've got red hair, you're the giver.
If you've got red hair, you're just lucky to get something, to tell you the truth. Just happy to get a run.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy. Please remember the best is a relative term.
This year we learn a lot about Mick Malloy's psychology, particularly his various ambitions.
We're just watching the news there during this song, and this is an ambition of mine. This is when I know I can retire happily.
Yep.
I want to be involved in one of those obesity packages they show on the telly where they cut off your head. You know where he's... So I'll do a story about obesity. He's got pieces of fat guys' stomachs.
There's a whole bunch of
I would like
guts.
Just one day...
Yep.
To be next news team. Next time you're going out to film one of those, can you let me know?
Yeah.
It would give me great joy to know that my stomach was forever featured in your obesity package. Is that the same with smoking?
Yeah, because they always do the tight shot, don't they?
They do. They sort of cracked up lips of women with very thin lips and lots of lipstick.
Or in a hand walking down the street.
Sucking on a big fan.
I'm happy to do that one. And what did you mention?
On takeaway food. Fast food. Someone's a big close-up of someone chowing down on a Big Mac. It's just their big stubby fingers and mouth going whoosh.
Or if it's a fat kid, it's always pixelation generally.
Yeah. And it's at a playground and they're not playing sport. They're just walking around with their hands in their pocket.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy and a few mediocre bits that managed to scrape through.
Qantas has banned Fraser Anning from its most exclusive club, which is the Chairman's Lounge.
Now, for everybody, when you if you get to any lounges, the Qantas Business Lounge or the regular Qantas,
Qantas Club,
when you come up the top of the escalator around the country, you might see, generally in Melbourne and Sydney, actually Brisbane, Canberra, Adelaide, they also have one too, and Perth. You can see this glass, black glass door.
It's like a secret
door.
Entrance.
And it doesn't have all the advertising
on it. It's like Batman.
It is.
If you take the head off a statue and pull a lever, the door turns around and
it's very daunting and very secretive.
Sounds how cool. long has this been going on? And it's invite only. Am I correct?
That is.
You have to be invited.
Group
to
CEO
the Chairman Club.
Alan Joyce has described it once as probably the most exclusive club in the country.
Well, where the hell is my invite?
Well, you have to be approved, and so do I, by Qantas Chairman Lee Clifford.
What am I slumming it down in Qantas Club?
I have no idea.
What is happening down there?
What's going on? We should be there because they have all the big wigs from
politics.
I'm
like below deck on the Titanic.
Oh, that's no good. You're Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's not the first time that comparison's been made.
Oh, really?
Hey, listen to me. Well, how the hell?
Well, first of
get
all,
on the phone, Alan Joyce. Where's my membership? Do you know any members?
Well, yes, I've been invited by one member.
Oh, pardon me, Your Majesty. So you have you been in the chairman's
lounge? I've been inside a chairman's lounge.
What happens in there?
Well, it looked like the sandwiches were fresher and had the crust cut off.
I'm going to describe it to you.
Right.
I see. Tell me if I'm right. Mm. Indoor waterfall.
I think I could hear water.
Indoor waterfall. Grand piano. Grand piano.
Almost. It almost was a little eyes wide shut.
Everyone in togas. Is everyone in togas?
Not in togas, but everybody's a little bit poncy.
Is it keys in a bowl? Is it once you're in? Oh.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got.
Really?
To be honest. Once I was in there.
Eddie McGuire, he's a member. Eddie McGuire's a member.
Yeah.
Kaczynski.
Hugh Jackman is.
What?
Hugh
Jackman.
Friggin' Jackman.
He's a member. That's not fair.
Paul Joyce, call me now.
Well, come on. Triple M,
do you get a medallion or something, or do you?
Oh, it's also, no, you get a black platinum sort of looking, fancy looking card.
There's some of the best golf courses in the world. You seem to know a bit about this.
I've seen the picture on the story we're talking about.
Some of the best golf courses in the world, you're not allowed to ask to be invited.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You have to be tapped on the shoulder.
No kidding.
And when they tap you, they go, would you like to be a member? Which means you already are.
Oh, well, maybe we'd better shut up then about the chairman's lounge. I'll tell you what. It's fine. I don't need to be a member. Obviously, Mick's desperate. But I don't need to be.
What a mole.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
Mick only recently learned about au pairs, but we learn a lot about his fascination with geishas.
A family is searching for a nanny to look after their twin girls.
So, yep, great.
Well, one of the job requirements is you've got to dress up like a different Disney princess every day. What?
Oh, this has got you written all over it.
I'm sorry. I'm just better check. Is that for the dad or for the twin girls? Because this is super sus. $53,000 a year. It involves picking up the girls after school 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And doing Disney-related activities. I love how they make this a Disney-related activity for women, like baking and singing. So you bake and sing, cooking dinner, and possibly putting them to bed. It comes with holidays and sick days. But they're pushing it and saying, I think this is a great opportunity for someone to get really creative and put magic into our girls' lives. Oh, my God. You can shove
that. You want to put your hand up for that?
You can shove your princess outfit up your clacker.
You're a good man.
I've been a nanny, trust me. That's hard.
Not required. You can't talk like that.
Mary, well, there's no
Mary
fun.
Poppins.
It's not fun being a nanny.
You're Snow White too. You got the
Snow
hair.
White. I'd be handing out poison apples to the children I was in charge of.
With the nanny, I got very excited because I never knew what an au pair was until Phil McLaughlin got in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And now I want to put my hand up.
No, except you wanted your au pair to dress in a French maid's outfit.
Well, like in the fantasy costume.
Yes, you
wanted
and
just do a lot of dusting.
Or a nurse.
Just a lot of dusting with a feather duster.
Bending over, looking in the
over there on that bottom shelf.
Yeah, you still have to look after children, by the way. So
do you know what? I'm very disappointed that there aren't geishas getting around anymore, because I would have thought that was a great job opportunity for a young lady.
You could go there now and get a geisha. You could.
But why? You don't understand their culture, Jane. You don't understand.
You are hilarious.
That is part of their culture.
I know, it's an art
form. Do you know there was one
sorry.
Australian girl? was one of the. Well, they,
oh yes,
I'd like to see your tea ceremony.
Oh well, mine's really good. I've got antique cups and saucers. I can put a tea bag in a flipping cup. How hard is that?
Tea bag? That's not a.
Oh, tea ceremony. Please, Mr. Mink. Here's your tea. What? How hard's that?
You're not taking this seriously. There was one, I swear this is a true story, there was one Aussie girl who went through the geisha school.
I know, I've seen her in 60 Minutes.
So that would be her tea ceremony, the tea bag. Boing. I saw her standing there. She looked beautiful, apart from the Crocs.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
Every now and then, Mick and Jane press the flesh with our clients. Mick wasn't too impressed, though, when he learned about Jane's behaviour at one of these events recently.
Oh, not cool. Kennedy Malloy's not cool.
Boo, what? Not cool.
I love that expression, it's very pertinent to quite a few stories going around.
Well, do you want to start or shall I? I don't care.
You can go ahead.
Well, can I? Your behaviour last Thursday...
Hang on.
On the rooftop here at
a private
Triple
event.
M.
Private event.
Not cool.
Well, you weren't there. If you bothered to show up.
I wasn't here because I was away at a conference.
Yeah. Executive meeting.
Playing golf. Yeah, anyway.
It was a conference.
Yeah.
It was a conference,
well,
Jane.
I represented us.
Left you representing the show.
Left me high and dry.
You teamed up with Moon Man.
Of course, a professional.
Who's our Sydney breakfast anchor.
Correct. Yes.
And he used to be part of the show. He still is from time
to time. That's right. The great, talented Lawrence Mooney.
In my absence. Yeah. And this is how you addressed a crowd of clients.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
I am here because Mick Malloy couldn't give a f***. And
well, he couldn't give a f***, but also I'm very happy because he has at last found love.
This is fantastic news.
It's great news, and I couldn't be happier because he's gone with a woman of as much integrity as he has, Lawyer X. And he and Nicola are currently having a fabulous time. Soon to be in a witness protection program again, I think.
That's right. So when they get married, she will be 3838 Malloy. So.
How dare
yes.
you?
Oh, that's How funny stuff.
So I'm not there.
Yeah.
And you just rip into me.
Oh, there was more.
With Moon Man.
Yeah. Well, you know, we sounded pretty good together. That's all I can say.
By the way, I was listening to that and I loved the way you got the crowd's attention. I really thought it was
you
amazing.
You don't need to play this. No, look, they were very noisy.
Yeah, how you did it was so subtle.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. The way your stagecraft is quite excellent, Jane.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. And if we can have your attention, please. This is the most important announcement of the evening.
Everybody, everyone, shut the f*** up, please.
Okay.
Not cool.
Well, they did.
You?
They were quiet after that. It was a very intimate... private event.
Just talking to people who pay our bills.
Yes. That's how advertise.
I was very relatable. Right.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy. And please remember, the best is a relative term.
We got a peek behind the curtain when Mick told us this story about filming for his TV show.
So we're doing some filming today. There's a little skit involved.
Nice.
And went down Channel 7. And then I've got some bad news. They wouldn't let me sit on a Shetland pony.
Oh, well, as an animal activist and lover, I'm completely support that decision.
Do you get that?
Well, sorry, why would you would crush that poor Shetland in one?
Well, hang on.
I mean, you're a
it's a Shetland.
A unit.
These things are little bastards.
They're not.
They are.
Don't you say that about beloved Shetland.
I'm sorry, we won't let an adult over 80 kilograms. Get on that, and I go, well, I'll touch and go. if you hadn't
really?
Told me, I wouldn't have had breakfast.
Have you got, if you hit the 80 mark?
And then we had to bring in a 80. Procession of horses till we got one big enough.
So not so me. A fake Shetland?
Well,
is it still a Shetland?
In the end, we settled on a Clydesdale. it's one of the Carlton Draft Clydesdales.
Well, they can pull a lot, though.
But how's that?
Wow.
Mate,
they're there.
That's a bit embarrassing.
I spent a lifetime riding Shetlands.
They can buck you off,
I rode
they?
One called Elvis that was unrideable.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You've got to be careful of those. You don't want to do your back or anything like that. Yeah. So you're going to be on the telly riding a horse. What's that got to do with the footy? Tell me.
Hey,
all a big surprise.
Jane, it's, a lot of this will go over your head.
Showbiz, Jane. You probably would
understand. What are you talking about? Look at you. You're still happy? You get one away last night,
did you? I beg your pardon. Don't speak like that in front of me.
Children listen to this
Mrs. show. Mrs. D, get a royal scene too. Hey, if you ever want me to come around and push your bottom up and down, just let me know.
Listen,
stop talking.
I don't talk like that around people I know. Don't
Well, he started it.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy and a few mediocre bits that managed to scrape through.
No surprises here, but we learned that Mick and Jane have very different experiences at the supermarket.
Now, what are you talking about, Woolworths? I don't just know.
So I get Woolworths online delivery because just, you know, busy mum.
Yeah.
I don't get a chance. A lot of kids, a lot of food, a lot of cereal, a lot of bread.
Yeah.
And yesterday I saw in the news, a big ad in the newspapers, half price frozen food.
Bang.
Available at Woolworths. I go, oh my God, I got to get me some of that. French fries and potato gems and all those, you know.
What do you do with it?
Well, I've got a very small freezer, but you put it in your freezer. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you do with it?
What?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't.
I don't. What? It's a long story.
Don't ask. Don't ask. Anyway, I go to try and order.
Yeah.
My login's being rejected over and over. Yes, rejected. I'm going, what's
Woolworths
going on? No, the world's crashing. Instagram's crashed and Facebook.
This
and
is probably what crashed Instagram.
Yeah. It probably is. Then this is what comes up, an actual message. Sorry, due to unprecedented demand, some of our freezer items have now sold out. A limit of 5. Of any one freezer product and a total limit of 20 freezer products per order.
You've made a very powerful enemy, Woolworths.
Well, guess what? I couldn't get anything. No frozen food in the end is coming to my house.
Limited to 5? That's one each for your kids.
It is. What am I supposed to do? That's freezerist. What I'm interested in is that you still go through a checkout.
Hot time.
That you're not going through the beep beep yourself.
God. I'm not aware of the technology. I don't know how to use that technology.
What technology?
What do you mean?
You just move it over a piece of glass.
Oh, Mick.
Oh, it's not that tricky.
No. You don't go through that.
Really?
You're probably paying cash, do you?
Well, what else are you going
to do? Of course he does.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
One of Mick's boys picked up a nasty surprise from school, and one of our listeners had a pretty extreme way of dealing with it.
I got a phone call just before.
Oh,
that.
No, you
I tell you who I'm going. This is my boys, Fred and Lenny.
Are you sure you want to go with
this? I'm going with this.
All right.
After all I've done for them in this life.
Stand by,
and
everyone.
Beyond, and I get a call.
This is terrible.
From their mum going, just a heads up.
Whoa. Literally.
Oh, no.
Lenny's got lice.
Oh.
Not happy.
As she says this, I'm on the phone. I notice I'm scratching the back of my head. I've got head lice. I'm going on the telly tomorrow night. I sat on a horse today. I could have given it to a horse.
This is terrible.
Look, want to wear my headphones?
No. I have been through the knit. Don't. If you touch my hair, I'll kill you. Back off. Back off. I'm going to kick you. I said back off. Listen.
Hey, Dave, you're safe. You baldy.
Dave is safe.
I'm still scratching my head.
Seriously.
Mate, this is, you know what?
Look at me now.
Because your boys are only 6 and a half, it goes till they're at least 12. Oh, yeah, so you got about 6 years ahead of you. Ha, ha, ha.
How is that amusing you? I've been through it
because I've lived with having nits. It's just awful. And everybody says.
What do you do? How do you get rid of that?
Do not fall for the natural product. Where they say, oh, this is nature. It's got eucalyptus oil. Doesn't work. Mm. You need.
What do I need? Creosote or something?
Basically, get some petrol out of the car, siphon it out, and wash your hair with some petrol.
What we're saying.
Pero or petrol. Go the hardcore option.
But I'm really itchy now.
Yeah.
Mate, if I swear to God, if I get nits now when I haven't had them for years, do not.
I've just been informed by the producer, James, that your headphones are stored in the same case, so that's probably what you've already got.
Seriously, Jane. I just felt like I was itching. Will you wait till you feel those little critters crawling on your head? You will have to, you've got to wash all the sheets.
Like
you've got to put everything through. No way. I'm not giving you, as tempting as it is, I'm not going to give you a cuddle. Brian, now this is going to work.
This is from experience. We used Frontline or a similar doggy cat product.
Oh, Jesus.
A couple of pumps on their hair before they go to bed at night. We tested it on ourselves first, of course.
Sure.
A couple of drops on in their hair before they go to bed at night. And I tell you, it's a knit holocaust.
The next
morning, there will be knits. And
all over
eggs,
the pillow.
And eggs
go on.
As well. It does the job beautifully.
Brian, I wanted to do that. And everybody apparently said to me, Oh, Jane, I don't think that's PC. You can't do that.
So let me get this straight, Brian. Your advice to me is get down to Pet Barn.
Yep.
That's it.
And get yourself some Frontline for Puppy Dogs.
Yes.
And knock yourself out. Brian, get off the line.
Brian, I'm supporting you all the way. That's brilliant.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
We're learning a lot about Jane's hidden skills this year, but this one came out of left field.
What are you clowning me for?
For thinking that cows had four udders.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You did.
I said they had four breasts.
You did not. Well, let's have a listen. Let's go back in time. Have a listen.
There is nothing like a big pair of cans on a cow.
Cans on a cow?
Yeah, big cans.
It's one whole big can.
It's big can. A number of big cans.
A big udder.
Is it?
It's not four udders.
I thought you'd have four udders.
No.
Why not?
Because that's your fantasy.
What have I been milking?
We have established it's four teats.
Four teats, thank you.
Teats and udders.
Which is the engine room of the udder. I mean, let's be honest.
No, let's be factual.
How would you know? I'll miss outdoors, country, farmer.
Oh, my God.
Ever sat on a stool and milked a cow?
Yes, I have.
You have not.
I have many times. You just don't know me, do you? You don't know anything about me.
I know enough. Where did you milk a cow? Just tell me the circumstances.
I don't need to prove anything to you, mate. I've traveled.
Did you whip out a stool?
I sat on a stool.
What were you wearing?
I was in a milkmaid's outfit.
So it was a sketch.
No, it wasn't a sketch.
It was.
I often wear a milkmaid's outfit on the weekend.
Was it a Porto? I mean, what was it? What were you doing? Is it something?
It's a Bornhofen bread ad.
Were you a contestant on Farmer Wants a Wife?
No.
Was it part of the audition package?
Again.
Tell me why you were milking a cow.
Because I was at a farm and a cow needed milking. And I said, I'll do it. I have many friends from the land.
You're
never
the first to put your hand up
for
anything.
No, I am the first to put my hand up, and I have many friends on the land. I do. I've got lots of connections that you don't know about.
You think you know everything. Every topic that comes
I
up,
do
you're
know
an expert.
It.
Oh, I know how to milk a cow. You just spent 5 minutes telling us how you've milked a cow. I go, where? Yeah. And you go, out bush. And you go, the land.
What's on the land? Was it a children's farm?
It was at a children's farm in the city.
What's wrong with that?
Was it a real cow?
Yes, it was a real cow. How many fake cows do they have in this world? No, I'm not going to.
But you were making out that, like, you were some kind of.
I wasn't
been
making
through
out.
Two droughts.
I wasn't making out. I was a woman
third
from
generation
the land.
Of, from the land.
I just said I can diversify.
Where did it was a children's college. It's a children's farm in the city.
Hey, that's it for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing. We'll be back with more live shows when April 23 will see the return of Kennedy Malloy. Happy Easter.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.